Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave it now, you'll take Little Chicago bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thanks for going there. There's no barrier to entry. It's all free. All you got to do is just check it out and listen and read and subscribe and check out my blog. Our newsletter is there. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email if you tell us that you want it. Otherwise, you don't get it. And all you got to do is ask. That's all it takes around in our place is just show up and click and ask, and we'll give you whatever you want, basically. So I hope you'll check that out. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. And by the way, Elise Benin's body of work that she's deposited with us over the many years, she's an original member of our Brain Trust, folks, all the way back to 98 when we started the Brain Trust. So we couldn't do without her, and she's got an outstanding body of work that she's deposited with us. If you click on her name in the schedule page this week, or find her in the Brain Trust, you can see all the things that she and I have talked about over the years, and all the things she's written that she's shared with us. Very important work, and Elise, thank you for your steadfast support over the years.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and ditto right back at
you. Give us your website. Please tell the audience how they can find you and how they can find your books.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com. And then we have the blog at marketingmixblog.com.
Marketingmixblog.com. Okay, how about Twitter? You on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter, Jim.
I thought I got you on Twitter. I thought we were going to get you on Twitter.
You did not. You're going to have to keep trying.
See, you should be on Twitter.
I know.
All right. Hey, we're talking about freelancing.
Yes.
And the fact that you can be a freelancer, not just a writer, you can be a freelance computer person, you can be a freelance photographer, you can be a freelance lighting specialist, you can be a freelance audio specialist, you can be a freelance whatever. I mean,
professional
whatever.
Organizer.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I was in San Francisco last week doing a video, and there was a young lady there who was a freelance assistant producer.
Mm-hmm.
She was helping to produce this video I was doing, and she was a freelancer.
Everyone in show business is a freelancer.
Yeah.
It is. I'm not serious.
I believe it. So, but at the same time, that means you're also a business owner. You're captain of your own ship there, aren't you?
That's right, and that's a huge responsibility and a huge benefit.
So as the economy, as we've got almost 10%. Actually, I think practically speaking, we've got more than 10% unemployed in the United States. And these people have got to do something. They're not going to have a job coming back real soon. It's going to be a long time before we hire, that many million people back, millions of people back. And at least here's something else. It's been estimated that a third of the people who've lost their jobs, the job that they lost is not even there anymore.
Right.
So they're not going to be able to go back and do that job.
Nope.
And so they're going to have to do something. And that's the reason why I think there's going to be more. The freelance marketplace is going to grow, and Elise, this is going to be good for the economy. So, folks, if it's the right thing for you, and Elise says it's not for everybody, and she's right, if it's the right thing for you, embrace it and go for it. But remember, you're a business owner.
And when I say it's not the right thing for everyone, I don't want people who don't have the skills to just automatically give up on it, because most of the skills are really possible to learn.
The skill part is not the problem. It's the guts.
It's the guts.
Do you have the guts?
And the persistence and the strength. The people who don't make it, to me, it's not because they can't. It's because they won't. And there's just a weakness that they maybe are lazy. I don't know.
I have this inordinate, probably unjustified belief in myself. it's out of control.
We call that chutzpah.
That's right. That's right. I believe in myself, and I'll tell you, even when it wasn't justified, it's gotten me through some snags.
Yep.
And so you got to have that, I think.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, in a way, we're talking about fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Frequently wrong, never in doubt.
That's right. And I don't want people to think that you just have to call yourself an expert, and you are, and anyone will give you money for that.
There's also another side of that, Elise. I know a lot of people who are experts, but they don't even think that they are.
Sure.
That's a bigger shame.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And if you aren't comfortable by telling people that you're an expert, you may be a freelancer and you may make some money, but you'll never be highly successful.
And there's a difference between saying I'm an expert because I have experience and background in X versus I'm the best X there is. Right? I'm not recommending, mm-hmm. and that's what people assume self-promotion is all about, like tooting mm-hmm. your horn and saying you're the best mm-hmm. that ever lived. That's not at all what it is. No one's going to believe that.
What you want to, go ahead.
You can support your experience and your history and the value that you bring to solving someone's problem, basically.
Right. And then doing such a good job that they tell other people you're the best. That's mm-hmm. when the success happens.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, those kinds of referrals is the mother's milk of success in freelancing.
Yes, but I've actually been saying, and I wrote a blog post about this last week, that word of mouth ain't all that. Because yeah. really what word of mouth is, and we should talk about this on another time, but it's taking whatever comes along.
Yeah, but if you do, but there is a way of making it more of a science than an accident, though.
Yes.
And you're the best at that too, Elise. So don't go minimizing that. Hey, Elise, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Hey, Elise, love you. Take care of yourself.
Thanks. Good to talk to you.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back. We got Bill Connolly coming up. He's going to talk to us about the economy. Stay with us.
Tell me a lie. Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.